So this is my reading for the full moon at the end of May. I am reading the cards to really try and find a little bit of help and guidance for all of us. And let me start off by saying the cards are positive. Hurrah! Feels like it's been a long time since I've done a general reading or a reading picking up on the collective energy, the energy for all of us. And I've looked at the cards and gone, ooh, that's nice. Card at the bottom of the pack, what we need to know is the Two of Wands. This to me feels like a reminder that how we live our life today, the energy, the intention, the focus will set the seed for what tomorrow or next week or next month will bring. So the Two of Wands is the chap at the parapet. He's got two wands. He's holding the world in his hand. He's looking out across the beautiful view. But we can see from his face that he's also very clearly looking over his shoulder as well. It is hopeful anticipation with an edge of anxiety. It's that sort of, you know, I'm really hopeful about this. I'm really excited about this. But I'm also anxious about it. I kind of know where I am right now. I'm comfortable with that. But I want to make changes. So the Two of Wands to me is a gateway card. And when I looked at the four cards, and obviously I'm going to go through the other three in detail, I really thought, yeah, this is a reminder that what we do today is heralding in tomorrow. And like many people, you know, it is really easy to sink into that sense of fear, whether you're thinking about pandemics or finances or conspiracies or politics or upheaval or unrest or, you know, whatever you want to think about. It feels really scary right now. And, you know, I've worked with quite a few clients now who are in fairly stable, comfortable positions right now, but are so fearful about the future that they're not enjoying the right now. And, you know, if we can't, I know some of us are in really difficult places. I know some people really feel rightly as if life is really difficult right now, and I get that. But in general, if you are allowing fear for tomorrow to take away the joy of today, then I would argue tomorrow is going to be just as fearful. Because there will always be something. Life will never feel secure if you don't enjoy what we have right now. And that really is the message from the cards. The first card, the card for the sort of to focus on this month, what we need to know about this month is the King of Pentacles. Now, the King of Pentacles is about enjoying physical experiences. This might be a good meal, a nice cup of coffee, a walk, gardening, a theatre show. It is about being mindful. It is about being in the moment. It is about abundance. It is about gratitude. And it's about pleasure. And it's so easy to be in a good place and a good life and not notice it. And to be so in fear of whatever is going on around you that you forget that actually bringing joy in is so important. And so to me, the King of Pentacles is reminding you of that. And it is reminding you that in your heart space, you can be sad, you can be fearful, you can be traumatized, you can be grieving, and you can still find space for a little bit of joy, a little bit of abundance, and a little bit of gratitude. And I've seen this in so many clients, people that have lived through things that I've never had to live through, and they still find the space to have joy, because joy is something that you can't put off. You cannot say, it's like financial security. If you are waiting for financial security to enjoy your life, you'll never have quite enough. I think it's so important, the King of Pentacles, that we find joy in our life right now, today. Even if it's the way the light shines through the window, or a flower that you see as you walk down the street, or a hug from a friend you haven't seen for a while, or the way that a song comes on the radio and just catches your mood and makes you smile. These are the moments that we need to really pleasure, to treasure. The King of Pentacles, finding joy in the moment. The Six of Swords. Sometimes we just need to stop overthinking, stop struggling, and take the easiest route forward. I think many of us, and I'm well aware that I'm in this space myself, we think life has to be tough. We think everything has to be a battle. We think to be worthwhile, it has to be fought for. We think that we have to be on full form, total focus, hard working all the time. And it's not true. Anything worthwhile creating, to me, it's about the yin and the yang, the day and the night, the man and the woman, the active and the rest. And it's very easy to get stuck on the active. It's very easy to get stuck on the goal setting, the managing, the warrior energy. And to remember, we do need to rest and surrender and go with the process as well. So the Six of Swords is reminding us that sometimes the easiest route is the best route. It really is. And the last card is the Ten of Cups. I mean, what a beautiful reading. King of Pentacles, remembering to enjoy life, to be in the moment. When life is really good, just breathe, be fully present and be in the moment. The Six of Swords, sometimes just take the easiest route. And the Ten of Cups, the cups are in a rainbow. Now, both the author and the artist come from a Christian background. So that rainbow is God's promise. It is a promise. And, you know, what I found with the cards is sometimes when someone's in a really difficult space, and obviously as a tarot reader and a shaman, often people reach out for me when they're desperate. There's nowhere else to go. I don't know who else to turn to. Can you help me? And I'm looking at the cards and I'm thinking, damn, yeah, I can really see you're in a difficult place right now. And then the Ten of Cups will be there. And it is just that little bit of light filtering in to what can be quite dark and difficult readings. And it's a promise. Life will get better. This will get better. And the way the man and the woman, that can refer to us, to our sort of our logical side and our more emotive right brain side, their arms open, pointing to the rainbow. And it, you know, I really link this to the Seven of Cups and to the heart space and the heart chakra, and a belief that life can be good, that there are blessings promised for you. And so just really running through all the cards and kind of joining the, because to me, reading tarot, it is about understanding each of the cards separately, but then understanding the sentence or the narrative they make together. So the Two of Wands with the card at the bottom of the pack, the gateway, heralding of something new. And the King of Pentacles is reminding you that the energy that you focus on today will influence how you feel tomorrow. Just like if you drink a bottle of wine tonight, you'll wake up with a hangover tomorrow. Just like if you clear your room tonight, you'll wake up with a clear room tomorrow. If you find some way to be in the moment and to smile and to be in joy today, then tomorrow it would be easier to do that. The Six of Swords, sometimes the path of least resistance is the best way forward. Life does not always have to be a struggle. So often in small ways we make life a struggle even when it doesn't need to be. And the Ten of Cups, a promise that better times are coming. So maybe this is deeply personal for you. Maybe you really needed to hear that right now. Or maybe for you, this is more about the collective. I truly believe that the dark times we're going through right now, I do not believe they're the end of civilization. I do not believe it is the end of, you know, the species. And I also don't believe that the total breakdown of society is a good thing. I've lived off grid. And you know what? It's bloody hard. Okay. I don't think many of us would really want to live off grid long term without access to the many benefits that we gain when we work together. So to me, this is not the end of the road. This is a reshuffling. This is a clearing. This is allowing, hopefully, and I believe it to be true, a better way of working together to come to light, because for many of us, the system feels very broken. I do believe there's a tussle. I do believe there are some people that not only want the old system to stay in place, but want to take away freedoms, that want to, you know, to make life harder for the many so that they can enjoy even more abundance. And I don't agree with that. But I really think that by the King of Pentacles holding joy, being present, enjoying gratitude, the Six of Swords, that we just ease back from the fear, ease back from the struggle, and the Ten of Cups allow this new, better way of living. I think it's coming. I don't follow that many psychics and mediums because it's easy to get our head very muddled, but there's a few I follow, and they do seem to be saying the same thing as well. I think 2023 will be the year that life starts to get a lot better for all of us. So I've kind of veered away, possibly influenced by, I've had a couple of clients today. So most people want to talk about deeply personal stuff, but every now and again I get clients that actually are really engaged and wanting to understand about the bigger picture. And curiously, that was very much what my day was about today from a client base. So it has, it's been quite interesting to open up to the much bigger picture. So I hope that has been helpful. I will be sharing another tarot reading for the dark moon.